Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 10th of November, recording at 8:30 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today, with half an hour to go before the U.S. markets close. First, it's been a quiet day, mixed in Asia, although I should point out that China was up for the eighth successive day, although it was a small gain overall, but nonetheless streaks are impressive. The European stock markets have seesawed a little bit and then closed slightly down. The U.S. stock market's been down most of the day, but is slightly firmer here right now. But a quiet, as I emphasize, a quiet day overall. Long-dated government bonds about unchanged in the U.S. Prices were a little firmer in Europe. And the dollar mixed in here, slightly steadier against the euro, slightly weaker against the Aussie. And precious metals. Gold is currently a little bit higher. It's in the middle of its range, though. It's on the day. It's $1,105 exactly as I speak. The other precious metals are softer, and silver's down about 24 cents, and platinum's down $15. What else to mention? Among the industrial metals, a mixed picture here. Copper slightly lower. The one that was down more significantly was nickel, which has been under a little bit of selling pressure recently. Soft commodities mixed. Okay, so what's going on here overall, looking beyond the background of this quiet day here today? And I think overall what's impressive is that despite being in an overall reactive corrective phase, that stock markets are generally fairly steady. And we remain inclined to give the recent lows the benefit of the doubt, where we've seen some decent bounces. And that would be in China, for instance, important influential market overall, and even more importantly, also on Wall Street, because we had the Dow's move to a new high yesterday, a new recovery high, I should say, yesterday. And today we have the NASDAQ and the S&P also testing the recent highs that they had seen. So while we may well see a longer pause here, dominated more by sideways ranging activity, nevertheless, say this is steady action overall, and we would really need to see stock market indices move down below their latest reaction lows. Now, I noticed that Vietnam did that today. Vietnam's a very, very small, minor market, so that's not going to influence trends elsewhere. Events in China certainly would, events in the United States certainly would, but the lead that they're giving right now is positive. So again, weigh it all up, I think we may well see a bit more ranging activity here. Some of the stronger markets against that background would probably break upwards. Singapore would be a candidate that's testing the upper side of its range once again. And the U.S. markets have the benefit of the softer U.S. dollar pushing them along, and maybe a few of the weaker ones will ease a little bit further. But overall, what we're talking about here is a process of reversion to the mean through mostly sideways ranging activity, and that's healthy overall. There's little doubt in my mind that this remains a bull market overall. There's nothing technically that I could point to that is inconsistent with a bull market. The monetary policy is still very accommodative, and we do not have to worry about upward pressure on long-dated government bond yields with the quantitative easing actually continuing. There's a lot of talk about the dollar, but it's not a crisis in here right now. It's still got a little bit of breathing space above the lows that we had seen. I think those lows were in that, can't remember the beginning month, but it might have been something like the May to July period in 2009. I beg your pardon, 2008. That sort of May to July period in 2008. Although I do expect those levels to eventually be retested, they're not under pressure right now. So, really, I don't see anything to cause a radical change in central bank policy. A few of the central banks have nudged interest rates up just a little bit. But as we know from past evidence, stock markets usually maintain their rallies beyond the first couple of rate hikes that occur in a cycle, and I feel that this would most likely be the case this time around in this cycle because they were starting from such record low levels. Now, looking further down the road, will global economies and be strong enough to sustain growth when central banks pull back on these extremely accommodative conditions? Now, I don't know, and I don't think anyone else knows yet either. I would be far more concerned in the weaker economies. Those are almost entirely the OECD economies of the West and Japan, which are not our favorite investment areas, as you know. But while economies may struggle, they certainly would struggle if there was a rapid pull away from the accommodative monetary conditions. I see no evidence that that's going to take place, and we shouldn't rule out the possibility of some further stimulus if economies were struggling. That may well be stoking inflation pressures, which would alarm long-dated government bond markets further down the road, but those problems really are currently a little over the visible horizon. And I think we ought to concentrate as investors. I certainly wish to concentrate on the visible horizon right now, which says this is a lull in a bull market where we have seen pullbacks that's created a little bit better buying opportunities. Possibly we'll get a little bit more in the way of favorable buying opportunities for some of these markets as they see a bit additional mean reversion towards the 200-day moving averages. But this is no time to be panicky about the investment outlook. And this, in my view, is no time to be underinvested. So it's still a benign environment, and I do expect to see higher levels probably by Christmas, and certainly in the first quarter of the new year would be my guess. And of course we'll continue to monitor it all on a daily basis. Now, what about these precious metals? Well, gold really is making the running, and it tends to drag the others up as it goes. It's a good story here overall. And the patterns for platinum and also for silver, I think are encouraging. They still have overall progressions of higher reaction lows. When one lives through this with positions on a day-to-day basis, it's disappointing to see silver and disappointing for me at any rate to see silver and gold, I beg your pardon, not gold, silver and platinum back away from their back away from the higher side of their ranges today. But then I look at the charts and I say, well, this looks fine overall. It's just not happening quite as fast as I would like it to happen. Now, why would I like it to happen a little bit faster in terms of my overall trading account when I don't fret similarly about my long-term investment account? And that's quite simply because I do use my trading account as an ATM, and in that I do draw down heavily on profits that accumulate there. But the markets don't care about that, and my bottom-line message overall is that the technical action in this precious metal sector, led by gold, is hard to fault. In other words, these upward trends are intact and almost certainly going higher. I think that will also be the case for crude oil, again, I'm kind of hoping that this range is a little bit longer in this near these current levels, because that would put less pressure on the global economy generally. Among potential real threats to the global economy, I don't think they come any bigger than the risk of another oil spike. And I do expect that to happen at some stage. Will that risk be offset by the lull in demand that we've seen over the last year? Yes, somewhat. Will it be offset by the continued increase in production of natural gas coming from the United States and other countries? Hopefully, is the answer. Will it be postponed? I'm talking about a peak oil crisis similar to the spike that we saw, or fears of peak oil similar to the spike that we saw in culminating in July 2008 up near $147. That's serious stuff for the global economy, and that would be ruinous were that to occur again anytime soon. But why should that happen? I'm not aware of any factors that would cause that right now. Will the gradual increase of nuclear power, of biofuels, of wind power, of solar energy, will this grow just enough to further delay that next spike in the price of crude oil, which I assume is going to happen somewhere over out there over the next few years, but I certainly don't expect it to happen this year. So again, it's not on the visible horizon. It is something though that we can think about in terms of its longer term implications, and when it becomes a problem, we'll see it. We'll see it happening, and hopefully act accordingly by taking a more defensive stance on other investments. Meanwhile, though, bottom line message here for stock markets, the environment remains favorable. And I think that's pretty much a wrap on a quiet day here. So it just leaves me to say all the very best to all of you once again.